Bill Hutton has been an educator for almost 30 years, mostly in Alaska. He most recently served as assistant superintendent of the Sitka School District from 2002 through 2005. Prior to that, he spent 7 years as principal of Keetgushiheen Elementary School in Sitka and 16 years as teacher and then principal in the small native community of Huna. Although he's never worked at Mount Edgecombe, he says he knows it well.
I started going to Mount Edgecombe as a basketball coach from Huna, Alaska, back in 1979, and when it was a federal school, and been gone pretty much ever since.
Hutton retired 3 years ago, and he says he would have probably remained in retirement if the position at Mount Edgecombe hadn't opened up.
I really am excited. I love to work with Alaska Natives. The school reputedly has a very good staff, which it's always fun to work with a good staff. It's here in Sitka, and it's got a great tradition.
Hutton says that great tradition is one of nurturing the whole student within a round-the-clock educational environment. Hutton believes he has a lot to offer, including a long track record in Alaska schools.
Including 16 years in a mostly Native Alaskan setting. I think I have some energy. I think I know what teaching and learning looks like. I think I can listen carefully and learn. And I think that I work together well and hopefully can contribute to continued success and maybe even some greater success.
The Department of Education reviewed 11 applications for the position. Interim Commissioner Barbara Thompson interviewed the top three candidates. Spokesperson for the department, Eric Fry, says the commissioner was impressed with Hutton's administrative and teaching experience in the state.
And he showed a very clear focus on students and how to improve student achievement. And he's been successful in his previous education positions. And he clearly understands how Mount Edgecombe High School operates.
Hutton's predecessor, Bill Denkinger, will retire on June 30th. He worked at Mount Edgecombe in a variety of capacities for 23 years, serving as director for the past five. During that time, the school has become known for one of the best educational records in the state. About 400 students from across Alaska attend Mount Edgecombe. 90% are Alaska Native, and about 90% of the students in a typical year will go on to some form of post-secondary education. The Department of Education says a lot of credit for that success goes to Denkinger's leadership.
Bill Denkinger had long distinguished service with Mount Edgecombe, has been a real pillar of the school since the state took it over. I think it'll be big shoes to fill, but we're confident that Mr. Hutton can continue that tradition of excellence.
Hutton says he has no desire at this time to make any changes. He says his plan is to go over and absorb all the good things that are going on, and then look at where we might make some improvements or alterations. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.